Somebody overslept today and almost missed the show.
Wow, that is irresponsible, Brooke. I would never be late to this.
Let's not reveal who it is.
Sorry.
We tried calling them, went straight to voicemail, texting them, no response.
My phone died. It was on one of those like pad chargers, and like sometimes it doesn't charge.
We had to reach out to this person's significant other.
Yeah.
Which is extremely embarrassing. Let me just read you the significant other's response after we texted them.
Oh, there was a response? No. I don't know about this.
Quote, uh-oh. Next one, I'm out of town.
Yeah.
These are all just one-offs, by the way.
Oh.
He keeps responding, texting neighbors to see.
What? Neighbors? Oh, my God.
Yikes. Texting her dad and mom.
Oh, wow. The whole family.
Neighbors approaching house.
What?
Her phone died, leaving house now and freaked out. Brooke, what do you have to say for yourself? Is it going to be lunch for the whole crew today or what?
My phone died. It was on the charger, like a pad charger, and it just died.
Like
and
one of those wireless.
Right, and that's the only alarm I have. And so I woke up to my dog barking.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, why are you barking? Go to bed. It's 3 in the morning.
Right.
And then I saw the light on because my dad's at my house helping me with the kids in the morning.
Sure.
And my dad, I'm like, Dad, what are you doing? Why are you dressed? He's like, it's late.
It's a little bit too intricate for me. I'm thinking there's so another story. Husband's out of town for the night. On a work trip. Leaving mama in her big house all alone.
I have my dad there and my two children that sleep in my bed.
They're in the other wing, though.
That's right. Even
so
gnarlier.
Our
family's in there. Meanwhile, Roy, the traveling salesman, just happens to catch the last greyhound across the bridge. Just in time for some dangerous forbidden love.
Good thing the bridge is open now, huh,
Roy? He has to take a full greyhound.
Yeah. What really happened that night? Text in to 78592.
Okay.
Just slept in late or mama's feeling more than great? You are glowing today, Brooke, which is interesting.
It's
but anyway,
I got a new haircut.
Let's move on to the shock collar question of the day. We're just going to send it over to Digital Jake to tell us what we're going to do. Jake, how we doing?
Who would you say is the messiest person in this room?
Oh, I wonder.
Because you're all messy in different ways.
Yeah.
You know, there's Brooke's purse, Jose's DMs.
Yeah, those are really messy.
The backseat of Alexis's Ubers.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yikes. They smell bad.
But it's not all bad. In fact, your legendary sloppiness makes you the perfect group to answer today's shock collar question.
Hey, look at us.
Really?
Where a new survey asked 1,000 people, what's the messiest thing to clean up after the Christmas holiday?
Okay.
I have the top 4 most common responses, and let's figure them out together in an extra sloppy edition of Unglued Family Feud. We'll start, as always, with the man who can shotgun a full carton of eggnog in under 4 seconds.
Wow, that is thick.
That's right.
Young Jeffrey Fiscus, of course.
That is thick. What the?
Gotta open the throat.
Jeffrey,
oh my God.
What are the messiest things to clean up after the Christmas holiday?
Okay. After the holidays are over. Something that gets pretty messy for me, and it's mostly because Jose's bought me so many ugly Christmas sweaters and Hanukkah sweaters,
is
my closet trying to decide like which thing I'm gonna wear.
Yeah.
And ultimately it just all ends up on the floor or on the couch or whatever.
Not a bad idea.
I'm gonna go with what is a messy closet for 400, Jack?
Your messy closet is not on the list.
Yeah.
That's a good answer, though, because you have, Christmas seasonal attire.
Right.
I guess.
Go over to one-star writer Alexis.
Okay.
Hey, it's, 2. I don't know if it's messy, but the other day I was helping my mom put up her tree. Anyways, it tipped over, so we had to take off all the ornaments and redo it. And as I was taking the ornaments off, I was like, I will not be back after Christmas to help clean this up again, because it was so much work.
Taking down the tree is total pain.
I guess you have to get rid of the whole tree, too.
Oh, my gosh. It's dry and all the needles are falling off as you're pulling things.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, I'm not helping with that. So, taking down your tree, Jake.
Your tree is 2 on the list.
Mm.
Alexis is safe. Let's go over to Jose.
The first thing that actually came to mind was melted candle wax that your co-host spilled all over your floor.
Relatable.
Still cleaning that. But I don't think that's a problem most people have. That's just a special Jose issue. So, my next thing would be the actual Christmas lights.
Oh, God. Like when you also set, terrible.
Because you try to organize it every year. I'm going to coil it. I'm going to make sure that I have this labeled. Like, no. When I
by the time the holidays
up,
have hit and then you're at the end of them, you're just like, I'm just throwing it in a bag. Yeah, I don't even care.
And then you just throw in a ball and then the next year you hate yourself. So I'm going to say Christmas lights, Jake.
Christmas lights or decorations?
Yes.
That's number four.
All right. It counts. Okay.
Jose, you're safe. I have two more answers left. Brooke, the messiest things to clean up after, specifically the Christmas holiday.
So I have a lot on my mind right now. My first thought is honestly dishes. Just because they pile up all day. Oh. Nobody wants to do them during the day, right?
The
so you're just like,
meals.
Oh, we'll deal with them later. We'll deal with them later. And then you have a big Christmas dinner. Or...
I thought you were going to go with messy holiday party hookups for sure. That's a situation that's tough to clean.
Loose ends.
Cleaning up the evidence.
Yeah. Witnesses.
Oh, man. And you already said decorations. I was also thinking wrapping paper.
Oh,
but do you know what sucks is all the packaging that the toys come in. Like the little,
the
things you have to clip open and the boxes and the plastic.
The
I'm going to go.
You just have the maids clean that up for you, though, right?
I wish.
Or Roy.
I wish. I wish. I'm going to go with packaging.
Yeah, packaging.
The packaging of things.
Toy packaging is not on the list at all.
Oh, really?
Not on the list. Over to Jeffrey.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to steal Brooke's first guess.
No.
And the dirty
dishes.
Yeah, it's not bad. There's so many family meals and...
Yeah, and nobody wants to clean up after anything. You're so tired from eating.
Yeah.
True.
So, and that was actually a problem at Thanksgiving with my family. So I'm going to go with dirty dishes.
Dirty dishes or the kitchen. That's number one on the list.
That was number one.
Right, okay.
I had it. I shouldn't have gone against myself.
Wow.
The top four. Number one was kitchen that Jeffrey said. Number two, Alexa said tree. Number three, it was said wrapping paper was number three.
Oh, it was.
And number four was decorations.
Dang it.
Oh, dang.
Okay. Well, Brooke is going to be taking the shock today, and it's well-deserved for many reasons. Somebody wants to hear you sing You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch.
Ooh, okay. Good one.
You know this one by heart. Go ahead.
Mrs.
You're
Grinch.
A mean one. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch.
That was perfect.
That was
right on this track.
It's your shock collar question of the day. Got your phone tab coming up in just a few minutes.